Hello and welcome. You are listening to an Irish Lingo podcast, presenting an Irish newspaper article where each episode includes the text in Irish and the English translations in the description of the podcast. For further help, you can click on the link in the description, which will bring you to www.lmknjb.com/blog, where each word of the article is clickable and will reference an Irish dictionary translation. Thank you and enjoy.
Eye of the Needle is a 1981 British spy film directed by Richard Marquand and starring Donald Sutherland and Kate Nelligan.
Scannen spjeller til Britain er milen I gedacht og sene I af en edle fysjury herd Marquand igs vi Donald Sutherland igs Kate Nelligan.
Written by Stanley Mann. It is based on the 1978 novel of the same title by Ken Follett.
Skrif ik Stanley Mann, tæsha bonnha erushkel mila niget sharto asakten tijil kjerna le Ken Follett.
A man calling himself Henry Faber, Donald Sutherland, is actually a German spy nicknamed the Needle because of his preferred method of assassination, the stiletto.
Donald Sutherland darabanim antnahed mar yaller and mafalwara as fairlish and stilette.
Cold and calculating, he is emotionlessly focused on the task at hand, whether the task is to signal a U-boat or to kill anyone who poses a threat to his mission. In England, he obtains critical information on the Allies' plans for the invasion of Normandy, but is unable to transmit the information.
Assassin for an chef fashion street to kill free flannin and a go where you have major la hundred and order mania and your shenan and national shahar.
After narrowly escaping British intelligence in London, Faber tries to make his way to Nazi Germany, but he is stranded by fierce weather on Storm Island, which is occupied by only a woman, Lucy, Kate Nelligan, her disabled husband, David, Christopher Kazanov, their son, and a shepherd, Tom, Alex McCrindle.
Parish the Foshness in the Bratton, London, Ailug, Kujin, and Fiber of Valla, Yenug, Gian Yaraman, Natcha, Aten, Amshire, Fiwara, Rulan, the Storm, Nawala Banan, Lucatin, Nilligan, a far Kayla, Fuibi, Hummus, David, Christopher, Kashinava, Amak, Gazir, Tom, Alex McKindle.
A romance develops between the woman and the spy, largely because of an estrangement between Lucy and her husband, an accident on their honeymoon having rendered him embittered and physically confined to a wheelchair.
For Breen romance, Tijer and Van, Igs and Spiele, then Hodges, Momar, Yaller and Maru, Ajer Lu, Igs a far Kele, Tempish, Tervina Mala, Taresh Dau of a Corpora, Igs Toronto, Gafisha, Q, the Chaharai.
David has always been suspicious of Faber and, having discovered the mysterious guest is carrying military information, demands an explanation from him at gunpoint. A struggle ensues, which ends with Faber throwing David off a cliff. Lucy, chancing upon her husband's dead body, realizes that Faber has been lying to her, and she hatches a plan to get away from him.
Tigan Lu, a canoe or harp, maru a frikele, guru fibered in the layari, a gskol plan eki honamatue.
However, her flight alerts him that she is suspicious, and he pursues her.
Togan etilt falaru dog efa, gul shiorisa, a gsivian shay.
Lucy, after discovering Tom's dead body, radios the mainland.
Rhaddian lw, pares de carp marutomael ran mor hir.
She is told that help will be sent immediately, but in the meantime, it is vital for her to destroy the island's radio transmitter.
Jertur legasol for cor lefra, adir an delin, ta shevi hawakta de tarhoradur radio nalen shkrisu.
She is confused by the request, but before she can do anything, Faber appears and threatens to kill her son if she does not do as he says.
Tan tiaratus chinihilla, asulavidan she in rudayenu bin Faber lefikaligus bogartari amakawaru morinin and she maradeshe.
The needle tries to use the radio to report to his superiors the exact location of the D-Day invasion. But just as he is about to impart the information, Lucy, having heard him speaking in German, blows the house's fuses, rendering the transmitter useless. Faber expresses admiration for what Lucy has done and tells her that the war has come down to both of them.
Curran Faber Erdvas Anulas Owaljentiglu, Agustir Shi Lager Hanigan Kogu and Nuasar and Murtaku.
Thinking Lucy poses no further threat to him, he heads towards the shore to be picked up by a German U-boat, as previously arranged.
Igsmini Nahulu and the Wagert Vresher, Chenshedro and Hladi Lepaku Igwet Garamena Marasakri Ravisha.
Lucy, now fully aware of the stakes that are involved, chases Faber to the sea and shoots wildly at him with her husband's pistol as he tries to launch a small rowboat to reach the U-boat that lies just offshore.
Bien Lu, a terranolus gahomlan anishvi nagalta tegisht, Faber hun the farige, igus skil gafi an erle pistol of her hila, igus ii giri boed rosta baga hialu hun an boed yu atasa tijira ha mahon gosta wanchama.
One of her shots strikes Faber, but does not instantly kill him, and as he struggles to launch the boat, he falls forward dead.
Bwylyn cyn dy hot ffaber a niwari yn siel a chrahaid, agos dy rir mar a fi'n siag sraal chyn bwyd o lanchel, chyn siar ei maru.
Having been unable to transmit his information or reach the U-boat to get away safely, his mission has been thwarted.
Tareis na rwysyn o'n ychyd ffas nes y harwyr no'n bwyd yw y wynt ym ochonel y gysau walty cyrw boc ar y fysyn.
Soon afterward, the British intelligence agent who was chasing Faber arrives with the police.
Gylwa yn y eisyn, tag yn gliwyr y ffas nes yn y bratyn y fyr hwyr Faber nes yn y poli ni.
He encounters a despondent Lucy, Faber's body, and the fleeing German submarine.
Kasan che lelu, carp Faber, igsan fawari garamanaha te tehu.